mid-20th century, the world found itself in the grips of an explosion of violence. The world watched in horror as millions of world citizens became victims of hatred and inhumanity, the likes of which had never been seen before. Entire cities and their inhabitants were obliterated. Entire cultures forever lost. Death and destruction on a scale that somehow remains in the abstract. Numbers too large to comprehend. Suffering so profound that it tests the limits of our own humanity to understand it. Why did this happen?
I still recall the taste of your tears. Echoing your voice just like the ringing in my ears. My favorite dreams of you still wash ashore. Scraping through my head till I don't want to sleep anymore.
We're going to vote tomorrow, and I'm afraid that when we go to the well, that too many of my colleagues are not going to understand that this appointment is very, very important to our country. At a strategic time when we need friends all over the world, we need somebody up there that's going to be able to get the job done. And I know some of my friends say, don't let it go, George, it's going to work out. I don't want to take the risk. I came back here and ran for a second term because I'm worried about my kids and my grandchildren. And I just hope my colleagues will take the time, and before they get to this well, do some serious thinking about whether or not we should send John Bolton to the United Nations. I yield the floor.
You always were the one to show. Back then I couldn't do the things that I can do now. This thing is slowly taking me apart. Gray would be the color.
What does this sign here mean?
Help, I'm surrounded by American hating idiots.
You don't understand that?
Not really. Who hates America?
Those who would like to destroy the morale of our troops by claiming that America is a fascist state. Yeah, that those are the idiots.
So
and who are you?
I want to share with you a quote from a very high leader, and you can tell me who it is. Quote, an evil exists that threatens every man, woman, and child in this great nation. We must take steps to ensure our domestic security and protect our homeland. Who is it? Yeah, you guys are good. Adolf Hitler, when did he say this? When he was establishing the Gestapo, okay? Now, why do I mention that? Because we're a baby step away from the establishment of the Gestapo.
Okay, you're listening to the Friday Morning After. I'm Joe Broadhurst, and I'm pleased to be joined on the phone this morning with John Albanese. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
We are going to discuss an event that's happening down in New York City, the Tribeca Film Festival, and you are debuting a film down there. Can you, first of all, give my listeners a bit of background on yourself?
Well, my name is John. I'm a member of, a very loosely knit group down in New York City of 9/11 activists. There's all sorts of, as you can imagine, there's all sorts of 9/11 activists in New York City because we were very profoundly affected on that day. And, you know, many of us still have unanswered questions associated with 9/11, have problems with some of the official story that we've been told in the 9/11 Commission report. We still feel that the story is incomplete. And there's many of us who are still lobbying to try to get answers to those questions. That's really why this town hall meeting in Tribeca is taking place. It's also a response to United 93, which we feel is a highly commercialized accounting of 9/11. And it's not being very well received in New York City, this movie. I did go on opening night, and there was only about a quarter of the audience that was filled. And, you know, I think New Yorkers are looking for an alternative, and they are looking for answers to these questions regarding some of the lingering questions regarding the air quality issues. We were told the air was safe here to breathe. We were told we could clean our own apartments when, in fact, they were laden with asbestos and lead and mercury, and some of the illnesses that have come out of this may take decades to actually manifest themselves. But you know, there's a considerable amount of anger here, and there's a considerable amount of you know, curiosity also as to why the government is reluctant to answer so many of these questions.
They had stated all the press. They did a build up on United 93, the movie in the United States, and they made a big deal about how it came in second with $11.6 million dollars. And I think the Robin Williams movie was first. $11.6 million is quite much. It's nothing, really. Do you think that people are going to see it because they're they want to know the truth, or do you think that they're just going to see it to see what the government's actually trying to tell to them? I mean, the movie itself just pushes the official line. Is that correct?
It pretty much is the official story. And keep in mind that United 93 is not just about Flight United 93. It follows the timeline of all of the events of that day in terms of when we knew the planes were hijacked, when the towers were hit, how NORAD was responding. But what's strange is that, you know, they're compressing that timeline down into a movie so that you've got, you know, basically what took place over a two-hour period, they're compressing it down into almost an hour. So right there you've got some distortions taking place. And interestingly enough, watching the film, I didn't find it to be reasonable. You know, I'm sitting there, even though the time had been compressed down into an hour, you know, I'm watching this thing and I'm thinking, well, where are our air defenses? Even if you compress the time down, I could have scrambled a jet by now. And you know, those questions continue not to be answered. And you know, I think New Yorkers are seeing this movie for a number of reasons, and there's no shame in seeing the movie. I certainly don't feel angry with anyone for wanting to see this movie, although I do think it's profiting off of our tragedy here in New York City. And, you know, I think it's a catharsis for people to be able to go to a theater and watch it again and be able to relive it, to try to process some of those feelings that they have. So, you know, it does serve some purposes. I'm not as down on this movie as you might think, but what we are frustrated with is the media will not look at any other alternatives. Now, we do have a town hall meeting taking place in Tribeca at the Tribeca screening room, which is, you know, Robert De Niro's screening room, and this is to allow the community to vent some of its feelings about this film as well as look at some of the unanswered questions. Media will not cover this. They won't even put a blurb in the paper that there's this town hall meeting taking place. And, you know, you hear phrases like conspiracy theorists. Well, we have no theories. I have no theories. This is a town hall meeting. This is an opportunity for people to get together and express their feelings. There's almost this reflexive denial going on in the media that anything that isn't the official story, any attempt to ask questions should just be equated to UFO type of people conspiracy theorist type people, and it's very frustrating for the victims and the victims' families, I should say. There's a lot of walking, living victims in New York City. I met a woman the other day who's partially blind because she was near the collapse zone, and of course there were all sorts of fibers in the dust that got into her eyes, and she's half blind from the events of that day, and she can't get any kind of medical assistance because she didn't report it for 72 hours. You know, and these are the sorts of people that show up at these meetings, and but the media is not. The media is not there. They don't feel that this rates.
Well, so
on their scale of things.
The meeting is going to take place from at 7 o'clock on May 8th at 375 Greenwich Street in New York City. So if you are traveling to New York City, please make sure that you try to get down to this thing. And the film that you're going to be debuting is America's Gotta Learn Sometime. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Well, this movie focuses on a lot of the untold stories of 9/11 that is being heavily censored by the media. One of the things most people aren't aware of is that there's nearly a dozen FBI agents and Pentagon officials that have come forward and have blown the whistle on 9/11 about facts regarding investigations being obstructed, purposely obstructed, subpoenas being rewritten to protect the hijackers. There's Sybil Edmonds. Sybil Edmonds was an FBI translator for the FBI, who said that she saw paperwork indicating that they knew they were going to use airplanes. They had specific target dates. They had specific targets. They knew where they were going to hit. She went to the 9/11 Commission with this. And not only did the 9/11 Commission fail to mention any of this in their report, but they've slapped her with more gag orders than anyone in the history of the United States. Sybil Edmonds now cannot talk, because the government won't let her talk. Well, you know, as a citizen of the United States, I'd like to know why we're not allowed to know Sybil Edmonds' story. You know, she took an oath to protect America from all enemies to the Constitution, domestic, you know, and foreign. And I want to know why the United States will not allow us to hear her story. And there's Colleen Rowley, and there's Robert Wright, there's Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, whose career has been ruined because he came forward to report the Able Danger program in the Pentagon, which identified the terrorists, was basically tracking every move that they were making. And according to his story, which five Pentagon officials have come forward under oath to verify under the whistleblower laws, that he was ordered to ignore Mohammed Atta, who was the lead alleged hijacker. He was ordered, to put a little yellow sticker over the face of Mohammed Atta, because they had this big chart in the Pentagon. They were tracking Al-Qaeda. Well, why would a two-star general order him to ignore Mohammed Atta? This is a known Al-Qaeda operative learning to fly airplanes in the United States of America. Why was there this special treatment being doled out to the hijackers? These are the sorts of lingering questions that the American public is not aware of. And the media refuses to address any of these questions, because once again it falls into that compartmentalizing it into conspiracy theory. Well, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's in the congressional record. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's career now has been ruined. They've lifted his security clearance. They claim it was over unpaid phone bills for under $100. And basically his military career is finished. And this is a highly decorated Bronze Star recipient who is trying to make the American public aware of this. And, that's what we're trying to do also. If the mainstream media is not going to do it, we're going to continue to pump this story, and we're going to continue to put out films, and we're going to hold town hall meetings everywhere that we can, all across this country. This film is also going to be shown in cities all across America. We've got partnership with the 9/11 Truth across America, and we're going to continue to ask these questions.
Well, and the 9/11 Truth, and that's where I originally saw your article calling for unity and calling for people to come to see this film. 9/11truth.org has been one of the big groups to try to understand what happened on that day. And they actually commissioned a poll in 2004 and found that well over 50% of New Yorkers, or just over 50%, well, I'm not sure what the exact number was.
It was actually 49%. So you could basically say half of New York.
Okay, so half of New York believed that the government had something to do with this event. Is that correct?
Yeah, according to the wording of the poll, I think the question was, do you believe that the government had foreknowledge of the attacks and allowed it to go forward on purpose, allowed it to happen on purpose? And basically half of New Yorkers believe that that is the case.
And you know, New York is not a small place. We're talking about a city of, 11, 12 million, right?
Yes, and the poll was actually conducted statewide. So, you know, keep in mind that upstate New York is very conservative, very Republican. So the numbers are significant when you consider that it's also it also includes a pool of people that are very conservative.
Well, I'm very interested in your call for unity because we do have a certain portion of the information out there on 9/11 that many consider to be disinformation. And may be done on purpose. We don't know. We certainly do know that our government does PSYOP operations overseas. We don't have any information of whether they are doing PSYOP information in North America. But there is certainly a certain amount of disinformation and a certain willingness to create to make this movement not united, and so I'm very interested in your call for unity. And I think that that all these people, whether they believe certain things or not certain things, that they do need to come together and really just say, hey, wait a minute. No matter what we all believe, the official story is incorrect. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. And it's one of the biggest frustrations that we have here. We know that there is organized disruption efforts in this movement nationwide. We've seen it on a personal level in that our meetings in New York are disrupted and that there are certain characters who are kind of inexplicable. They show up at our meetings and they cause all sorts of ruckuses and they put out information on the street, which is almost designed to upset people. They give out flyers on the street that, you know, have all kinds of crazy things in it. A lot of anti-Semitic material, a lot of junk science, disinformation that it seems designed to just make us look silly or make us look very bad. So that's one problem that we're confronted with. And then even among the sincere 9/11 activists, everybody sort of has a pet theory that they want to try to push forward, and that doesn't help us either, because we shouldn't be foisting our theories on anyone. You know, we shouldn't be a conspiracy theory club. We should be activists for demanding transparency, accountability, social justice. Those are the things that we should be after, and we shouldn't be wasting our time competing among ourselves, you know, to find the Rosetta Stone of 9/11 truth and to claim, well, this is the buildings were demolished or there was no plane at the Pentagon. I mean, people are wasting way too much time on that stuff when we should be lobbying our government and our local officials to, you know, demand that this investigation at least be reopened, at least to start the process of creating a truly independent commission, a people's commission that will take a look at some of these issues and see which ones are legitimate, which ones are not legitimate. But, yeah, we are overwhelmed with disinformation. You just have to go on the Internet to see this. And you wonder where is this stuff coming from, because some of it is so out there that it's hard to believe that it's actually a real grassroots type of thing that's going on. You know, some of it seems highly suspicious.
Okay, we're going to have to go. I do thank you for joining us on the phone. If you're listening to this show, you're listening to the Friday Morning After at CKUT, and I've been speaking with John Albanese, and he has a new movie coming out It's called Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, and that's going to be premiering at the Tribeca Screening Room on May 8th at 7 p.m. You can, in order to get tickets or to RSVP, you can write to everybodyrsvp@yahoo.com. And you can actually go to Crisis in America. Is it crisisinamerica.org?
That's correct.
And you can donate, or you can. Are you going to turn people away if they can't pay? Or
I should warn people at this point that we're pretty much sold out for that event.
Okay.
But they should feel free to contact us, because this is an ongoing effort, and not everything hinges around this one town hall meeting.
So you're going to be showing it around the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And there are other films that are making their point across the USA, including Loose Change, the second edition, and a very good film which I saw last night, which is Why We Fight. Which will give you an idea of some of the background of the Iraq War and what the U.S. is doing over there, and Canada is now doing in Afghanistan. And I even read an article 2 days ago saying that Canada had planned to be in Afghanistan for 10 years, and that's their plan. They're not telling anybody that, but that's their plan. So. Thank you, John, for joining me this morning, and I hope that I wish you success with your film, and thanks for just being out there and kind of trying to bring people together.
Well, thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
All right. Well, have a good morning.
All right. Bye-bye.